Heyo, and here we go. Welcome to another episode of We Talk Music. I am your host, Mr. Brett Podcast, and I am oh so happy to be welcoming a gentleman that that I've been listening to for 30 years, pretty close to it, and he is the lead singer for Roxy Blue, and he is with me today, Todd Poole. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing, Brett?
Fantastic. You are based in one of my favorite cities in the world, Memphis, Tennessee. And so it is so cool that you're still there, actually.
Yeah, man. You know, born and raised Memphis, Tennessee. We like to call it the home of rock and roll, but, you know, rock and roll's everywhere to us. So, but, yeah, we love Memphis. And actually, there's only two of us that actually live in Memphis right now. So our drummer Scotty lives in Franklin, which is right near Nashville. So he's right down the road, and of course our guitar player lives about 45 minutes down the road. So we're all close enough to get together and do what we got to do. But yeah, man, Memphis, Tennessee, man, it's all music here.
That's right. That's right. I loved
it. Music and crime, man.
I didn't see much of the crime because I was there last year and I saw way more music. So I'll stick with that.
And that's a good thing.
No doubt. Well, you're coming back with a new album. It is a self-titled album, and it's 25 years after Want Some. So 27. That is amazing.
The reason I correct you on that, so I have a jacket. One of my jackets has the number 27 on the side, and people have been asking me, well, what's that mean? And I'm like, it's been 27 years since Want Some came out. So, and man, that's a long time.
You're telling me.
You know, it doesn't seem that long sometimes because, you know, I've been playing music. You know, I didn't just... You know,
oh, sure.
I didn't just put everything down and go, okay, well, and then all of a sudden here we are again. For the most, well, everyone has actually stayed in music in some way. All of us have. I shouldn't say all of us in some way have. Of course, you know, I've been busy with
Saliva and 714, yeah.
Yeah, man, you know, I did Saliva and started that band as a drummer, actually. And then, of course, before that, right after Roxy Blue, and not to get off on this, but I did want to tell you, so after Roxy Blue, I don't know if a lot of people know this or not, but Jamie Lane from Warrant actually discovered Roxy Blue. I mean, so he discovered us in a bar and kind of helped us, get the word out about us and was going to really, he really tried to help us out a little bit. He actually sang on the record on two tracks. He sang on, which ones did he sing on? He sang on Rob the Cradle and Too Hot to Handle.
Awesome.
So, he kind of got us going. And then, of course, then I went off, I went out and sang with, same with Ward. He went solo for a little bit. So that's what I was getting at. People asked me if was I the singer for Warren, and I really wasn't officially the singer for Warren. I just went out. I think it was a time, things were really crazy back then, with Seattle music coming in, and I think everybody was just trying to fish to find out, what do I do next?
Yeah.
And so I got the call, and the guy said, "Well, come out here and let's write some songs together and let's hang out. They're my friends, so we just did a show with them this past weekend too, so that was cool." But I went out there and sang with them for about a month, and we recorded some stuff and had fun. And then I ended up coming back to Memphis, and I started Saliva, which was kind of a weird thing because it was just me and Wayne. We had a band, and some things happened, and I started getting on the drums again and playing, and then we invited Josie over, and then Saliva just happened. So, and then after Saliva, I did 714, and then I played with my father-in-law.
That's right, Jimmy Jameson.
Jameson from Survivor. I played drums with him I was playing with him until he passed away. Yeah, I've been busy. You know, Scotty does session work in Nashville, and he plays with Nelson some, and plays with he does shows with Martina McBride and Amy Grant. I mean, Josh was with Dust for Life, and then our guitar player Jeff's played with he's played from everybody from Every Mother's Nightmare to Full Devil Jacket. So I mean, we're just like a rock and roll smorgasbord band, you know. So.
Well, and isn't that, you know, that's what you got to do nowadays. If you want to stay in the music industry, you got to keep busy. You got to find all those different ways to get involved, right?
Well, yeah. And, you know, and today, you know, me and Scotty T were talking about this about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, the cool thing about it, there's so much difference now than there used to be. I mean, you know, it's just a whole different ballgame than it used to be back in the day. And you know, some of it's good and some of it's not. But the one good thing that we like about it is it's all about live now. It's not about selling records anymore, which you want to sell records. But, you know, with the Internet and everything, it's a whole different way. And it's not, you know, it's not as cool as it used to be where you have to go to the record store and buy your CD, man.
Oh, you know, no doubt.
That was cool, you know.
Or cassettes, if you're me.
Well, yeah, man. And, you know, I hate that the younger generation doesn't get that opportunity. Dude, there was something about going and buying a record and coming home and opening it and looking at it and listening to the record and while you gaze at the pictures and got in your own little world. And, you know, there was just something about that. And, you know, but today, what we were talking about, it's about the fans more today. And I'm not just saying that. It's about playing live. It's about bringing all that back together. So a lot of the people in our generation, and they're coming out to the shows, and you see these people having the best times of their life. I mean, they're having a great time. And that's all it's about right there. That's it.
Yep.
To be able to share that with everybody. Because believe me, when I look out at the crowd and they're having a great time, I'm having that kind of time too.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all having a good time together. And then it made sense. Then it makes sense that we're doing this again. You know what I'm saying? So, and we're excited to be back playing. So we're looking forward to sticking around for a while, actually.
Yeah, well, because I mean, I know that you know you've reformed and you've done some stuff before. You had a couple of different guitarists in there, but now, like, it's great because you've got the actual new album, and I think it's an excellent new album. Like, as I've only had the chance to listen to it the once, but you know, like. And it's interesting because I've been reading some of the comments on the singles and people talking like, oh, it's heavier and it sounds like a different band. But it's like, to me, when I listen to them back to back, I'm like, it actually just, you sound, and I don't want to, you know, you can say this about bands after 27 years, like it does sound more mature, but it's still the same band to me. But I think you get that more when you listen to the whole album.
Well, I appreciate you saying that because, you know, I see that stuff too. And I got to tell you, I value everyone's opinion, good or bad. I really do. I feel that everyone needs an opinion and it's okay if they have an opinion. You're not going to make everybody's not going to like what you're doing. I don't care who you are. You could be Led Zeppelin. Not everybody's going to like what you're doing. But the deal is, you know, it's 27 years later. Back then, Sid and I did a lot of writing. And, you know, we wrote about what we knew, man, which, in all honesty, in your early, mid-20s, I mean, we didn't really know anything except partying and having fun and it was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And that's, not to be cliche, but that's what we knew about. That's what we wrote about. It was a whole different world back then. And then we all have families now. You know, I'm a father, I'm a husband, and what I write about is deeper. I still try to have a good time when I'm writing, but, you know, there's so much more to life. Life has a way of slapping you in the face. So when I sit down and write a song now, there's just so much more to write about. And so it automatically becomes more mature, no matter how you look at it. And I appreciate the fact that you said, you know, it sounds like the same band. And it is the same band with a different vibe. And I don't feel like, I do feel like if I'd have gone and tried to write Want Some Too, it wouldn't have been honest. You know, it would have just been a one-off, let's try to just write a record. And we're not looking to just do a one-off. You know, we're looking to, you know, Frontiers has given us a canvas by signing us to get out there and make records and play music for everybody. So I feel like the only way to do that is to move forward and not tread water or move backwards. I think we have to... I'm a different writer now than I was back then, obviously. I mean, with playing, you know, doing Saliva and 714, and, you know, I don't try to... I mean, I write from my heart. So I don't sit down and say, man, you know, like... You know, I mean, at some point, you kind of want to go... Well, it's Roxy Blue, so you got to kind of write a Roxy Blue record, but I don't know, man. I think that it's an honest record. As far as, like, you know, I always say if I'm never satisfied. I'm that kind of guy that's like, I get done with one thing, I'm ready to write something else. But at the end of the day, I have to be happy with what I wrote. And on this record, I wrote the whole record on this record. And, you know, Wayne Sweeney from Saliva, actually, he and I co-wrote two songs together on the music part of it. So, but other than that, and then, you know, with that being said, you know, Scotty and Josh, they have something about the drums and the bass. They still got it. They connect. When they play together, it forms its own sound, and so when they came in to put their stamp on this, on these songs, they turned into Roxy Blue songs, basically. And then, you know, Jeff, our new guitar player, he did an excellent job on the record. So I think people, when they hear the record from top to bottom, and they don't like preconceive it to be, it's not, it doesn't sound like the old Roxy, I think that they'll get it. You know, I think that they'll go, you know what, it is what it is, and it's cool. And there are, so I don't know, have you heard the whole thing?
I have heard the whole thing, yeah.
So there are touches, like songs like Blinders, like there's some like Blinders, like the solo in that is arena rock. So
right,
it kind of does take you back to Roxy Blue days a little bit. And there's a few songs that have that touch on there. So,
oh yeah, for sure. Like, well,
hopefully that will, hopefully it'll entice the people that did like Roxy back in the day. And then hopefully we'll get some new fans out of it too, because it is 2019. So
yeah, no doubt. And you need some new fans. You deserve some new fans.
Yeah, man, you gotta keep growing, right?
No doubt. One of the things that I found about the album is that there's some great riffs on the album. Like when some of those songs start up, you know, I mean, Silver Lining, Rockstar Junkie, I thought was great. Scream, like those first four songs, just, they're really awesome with some of the riffs and, you know, Overdrive, stuff like that. So like, that's what I was really impressed with, was, you know, just, it starts out and you're like, yeah, I'm ready to rock.
You just mentioned Overdrive. That made me feel good. That was one of the first songs I wrote for the record, actually.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Silver Lining was the last song I wrote for the record.
So you just figured you'd swap them on the album list.
I guess so. When I put the sequence together to put it, that's very important to me, by the way, when I do a record, that I sequence it right. So that's putting the songs in order where it actually is, how the whole record feels good. It's kind of a, something I've always liked to do. It is kind of hard to do, but I always felt like that was important to make sure that the song, that the whole record flowed.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah.
And I think this one does really well. And I actually think Overdrive is the perfect song to end it with, because it almost seems like that anthem for kind of getting back in the saddle.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Definitely.
All right. Well, yeah, it's, and I think that that one of the great things is that is that, like, when you look at it, looking back at what you were saying earlier about how you get noticed and going to the album store or to the record store, and like with Want Some, I mean, you have that amazing cover, so that's one of the best ways to get noticed back in those days. And now you have to get noticed more with the great music, and so I think that you know, it's like you've got this great sound, and I do hope with Frontiers that you're able to kind of pick up on some of those fans and really get back. Because, yeah, I mean, I'd love to have Roxy Blue back in my life, you know?
Well, yeah, and we're looking to come see you and play live, too. We're looking to try to get everywhere we can. You know, one question that, well, you know, I don't know if you're going to ask this or not, but it has been asked while we did. Asking me, you know, why self-titled record?
Mm-hmm.
And it's real simple. It's real simple, man. We've had a tag on everything we've done. I actually had some titles for this record that we were throwing around with everybody. And, you know, Scotty and me was talking. He's like, dude, you know what? I think we should let the music do the talking. We've had Want Some, and of course F&A released some demo stuff.
That's right.
That we had, when that was Want Some More, Strip, and Live at Night Moves. Why not just have it self-titled? Because we laughed and we said it will create some questions, which we like. You know, why? And also, it's not so much emphasis put on that, you know. Here it is, Roxy Blue, self-titled, put it on, crank it up, jam out to some new music. So that's where we're at with that.
Well, and that was kind of the way I felt especially after listening to it and seeing the cover and realizing that it was self-titled. I kind of realized that it was all about letting the music do the talking in this case, as opposed to like a fancy eye-catching cover and all that stuff, you know, where it's just like, because the, you know, again, the Want Some cover is super eye-catching, super colorful and stuff like that. This one,
right,
I really like
right,
it.
Right.
And it's cool to see the logo, you know, because one of the things that I think is so important for any band is to have that like iconic logo. And there's no question, when I see the Roxy Blue, it you know, with the lips and stuff like that, like that has that iconic element to it.
Yeah, we changed it just a little bit, we kind of updated it a little bit. And that's me. I did that. I just, for some reason, I had to get away from the red, white, and blue. I know it was a patriotic thing, and I just felt like I wanted it to be more of what we were now. You know, like, we've all been through a lot in life, you know, all of us. You know, we've lived, we've loved, and we've lost, all of us out. And that's mm-hmm. not just the band, everyone out there. You get older and things happen. You know, you fall in love. You lose people you loved, and you got to keep on living. And so that's when I looked at the record and I thought, you know, man, it needed to have a little bit of rough edge around it to me. It needed to signify what everyone's been through. So that's why we kind of got away with the bright color and said, man, you know, we still going to have it, but we want it to be a little bit harder edge. So just got with my art guy and had an idea, and he hit it, man. I was like, that's it. I want that. So, So, and, you know, and it still does have, you know, we still have the lips on it. You know, you can't get away from what was. You know, it's still the same way the word is, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's the same words. It's just the color coordination got a little different.
Hell yeah, for sure. I mean, no, absolutely. It's the same logo. It's like in that regard. But and like I say, I think that the band sounds, you know, really similar in that regard. Just you know, updated. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Well, good deal. I'm glad you like it.
Me too. there's really nothing worse than if you sit there and listen to a band that you really enjoyed, and it's just like, oh, so that's the new sound. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, and you know, every once in a while you run across that happens sometimes. So, you know, you know, like one of my, you very rarely, to me, it very rarely happens. I mean, usually people, in my case of listening to stuff, it's you know, your excitement. But yeah, some people change their sound to the point. I mean, I feel like we have changed our sound to the point where we have had people go, dude, this does not sound anything like Warrantsome. I mean, and I get it. I mean, there's a few guys that have made their presence noted on our Facebook page, and they were big Roxy fans, and they just, they wanted Warrantsome too. They just wanted, like, they just wanted that record to keep going. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they wanted. And there was a lot of people that were upset with them over it. And they would come to me and go, man, dude, you know, aren't you mad about that? I'm like, not at all. Because I like the fact that they like that record so much, they wanted it to go more.
Right.
And if they don't like this record, they haven't heard the whole record. So I had one guy convert, which was a good thing. He actually said he went back and listened. Japan had put out little snippets. So he said he went back and listened to the snippets until he just absolutely came back and said, you know what? I can't wait to hear the record. So that's good. So, you know, it goes back to where you can't please everybody and you just hope you please enough people to make you, to let you, give you an opportunity to keep going. So, well, I'm glad you like it.
Well, and it's like you said, right? I mean, you gotta write music that's honest for you, because otherwise, I mean, if you're up on stage trying to perform these songs that you wrote that aren't honest, then the passion's not going to be there. You're not going to be as into it as you want to be. And that means that the fans are going to see that.
Man, it's hard enough to get on there. I mean, it's hard enough to be my age singing Rob the Cradle, bro. I mean, you know, I know it's a fun song, and we've actually had discussions about it, but, you know, we're all fathers, man. And
yeah.
We're all dads, and, you know, my little girl's 12, and, you know, I don't want to get into the subject. I shouldn't have brought it up. But back then, we were just having fun, man.
Sure.
I mean, back then, and you know that back in the day, back in the early 90s, that's what it was about, man. It was about, you know, late 80s, early 90s, it was about having fun. I was talking to Anthony yesterday from Tour Tour. Me and him are real good.
Love him. He's a great guy. Yep.
Yeah, and their record sounds great, man. And, you know, and he and I were talking yesterday about that. I was like, dude, we're thinking about dropping Rob the Cradle from our live show on some shows. He's like, why? I'm like, I don't know, dude. You know, it's just, you know, I'm having problems with it. And he's like, well, dude, you got lots of great songs, so don't worry about it. He goes, I feel the same way. He said, I wrote some songs. I was going back and during the Wild America days, and I was looking at some of the songs I wrote, and I was like, God, what was I thinking? And he said, they never made the record, and thank God. I was like, well, it happens, man. You know, you just write, and you're caught in, you're in that moment for that record.
So, yeah.
But yeah, man, so, you know, but we got plenty of good songs, and we got a lot of surprises for everybody. For all the fans out there, when you come to a Roxy show, don't expect anything less than you saw back in the day. I try to still do all the things I did back then. So far, so good. I'm still 15 feet in the air and all that, so I stay in pretty good shape. Hopefully, I can keep that going for a while. So, you know, we just, you know, I was telling you, we just played the show with our friends in Warrant in Chattanooga this past weekend. What an amazing show, man.
It was a great band show.
You know. You couldn't have asked for a better show. I mean, it was from top to bottom, from the time, you know, we haven't played that many gigs yet. So we've been lucky enough that the ones we've played have been really good. This show was good to be back with the guys in Warrant. We have never played. We've played a couple shows where we've been on the same bill, but we've never done a show, just us and them.
Wow.
So this was the first one. and the crowd was just insane. I mean, it's one of, if you're an artist and you're on stage, that's what you want. That's when you go, God, this is what I, this, I don't ever want to leave. I remember Jeff looked at me, we were walking off stage, and I'm like, great show, dude. And he's like, man, can we just keep going? I mean, can we just roll to the next town now? I'm like, yeah, I wish one day we'll get back to that.
Oh, that's so fantastic. It's great to hear. And the sad part for me is that I'm running out of time to talk to you right now.
Cause... Oh, I'm sorry. I have a way of rambling, dude. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Hey, you know, I appreciate it so much. You know, it's been a great time. And I want you to tell the fans where they can find you guys, because I want them to be able to go and find this new album and listen to it, because I think it's great.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, man, and thank you for saying that. So, yeah, you guys just go. We have, like, a ton of social media. You can find us Twitter, Instagram, Spotify. You can get the new record at you can go to Frontiers. Frontiers will have it. You can actually, the easiest way to find any of stuff, go to the Roxy Blue Facebook page, and we have everything listed on there where you can get your pre-orders. We have some signed copies that are a limited amount that we signed for everybody. So you can go ahead and get a pre-order on that. And then you can go to RoxyBlueMemphis.com. So we have tons of social media out there. So you guys go out, get you a new Roxy Blue record. It comes out August 9th. And also go to our page and become our friend, man, so we can stay in touch with you guys. And I wanted to say to you, though, that the new video is getting ready. We just had How Does It Feel video came out.
That's right.
And it's doing really well. We just shot a video, and I'm not at liberty to tell you what song it is yet, but you'll be glad. Let me just say this. It's a cool video. It comes out August 2nd. So be looking for that. It'll be coming out right before we'll make a big announcement. It'll come out right before our record. So... And if anybody out there wants Roxy Blue to come to their town, hit us up on our Facebook page and message us, and we'll try to do what we can to get to your town and make that happen.
Awesome. Well, I do hope you get a chance to come to Calgary, because I know we'd love to see you and see you 15 feet up in the air. Todd Poole.
Dude, I just wrote that down, okay? I just wrote that down. I'm writing down all the places that are a must that we have to go. So I'm gonna make sure that you and I, we hug each other's neck, because I will see you, I promise.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, my friend, because, you know, it's been an amazing time. I've had a blast, and thank you so much. All the best with the new album, and all the best in the future. I wish you nothing but the greatest of success.
Thank you so much, man. Thanks for taking the time with me, and don't be a stranger. Just give me a buzz sometime.
Hey, you know what? I got a million more questions, so I can call you anytime.
Part two.
All right.
If you ever want to do part two, just call me back and we'll do it. No problems.
All right. You know what? I will be calling you then. Thank you so much. Todd Poole, all the best.
All right. You guys have a good one. See you.
Well, do. Bye now.